Respect and humility are some of the tenets, some of the backbones of karate and all martial arts. And no matter what level of involvement you have in karate, it's important to always remember to be respectful and to have humility. Hey everybody, welcome back. In this week's Thursday Thoughts, I want to talk about respect and humility and how it relates to our karate, especially if we are on a competitive path, if we're a coach or a referee or an athlete. These are some of the key tenets that we need to talk about. And I have to caveat this week's discussion with, when I say martial arts, I'm referencing predominantly Japanese martial arts. Karate, Kobudo, Iaido, Kendo, Judo, and those type of martial arts. And so what prompted this discussion was the European Championships happened for the first time in 2 years, about 2 weeks ago. I think it was 2 weeks ago this weekend. And as I was watching the kata athletes, I could tell for most of them that they hadn't really had much competition in the past year, 2 years because of the COVID situation. And it kind of showed. But one thing that happened in the male kata finals was really shocking to me. And shocking in one hand, but unfortunately, something that's becoming more commonplace as karate follows other martial arts that have become sports. And as many of you know, we are about 50, just under 50 days from the Tokyo 2020-2021 Olympics to where karate will make its official Olympic debut as an Olympic sport. And the European Championships was the last chance or the last qualifying event to gain Olympic qualifying points. And I believe there were several Kumite athletes whose spots in the Olympics were finalized at that event. And then there's one other event for the last few remaining, three remaining spots in each category later this month in Paris. But what happened in the male kata final, it ended up coming down between the Spanish athlete and the Turkish athlete. And the Spanish athlete had been the European champion for, I believe it was either 6 or 7 years, maybe even 8. And I can't remember off the top of my head. But he ended up getting bronze. I'm sorry. He ended up getting silver. The final was between the Turkish and the Spanish athlete. And what happened was when the Turkish athlete went, then the Spanish athlete, and then they lined up at the edge of the tatami, and the referee came around and awarded the gold medal, raised his hand toward the Turkish athlete, who immediately bowed towards the referees, towards the center, and then turned around, raised his hands in a triumphant salute, actually walked off the mat, walked off the tatami before circling back around to face the Spanish athlete, his opponent, who had immediately turned to bow to him, but was standing there waiting for him to come back and bow. And then they finally bowed. He finally came back and they shook hands and then they separated. But when I saw this, part of me was dumbfounded on one hand, shocked and dumbfounded that the blatant disrespect towards not just his opponent, but towards the referees, the athletes, the other competitors, and everyone. Because, you know, everybody wants, when they're in that environment, they want to win. They're striving, that's what they worked hard for. Becoming the new European champion. Congratulations. And to be honest, he deserved it. His kata was much better than the other athletes. But I was shocked and dismayed at the disrespect towards his opponent in his celebratory gesture. And unfortunately, that's becoming more common as karate continues to become more and more of a sport. And, you know, if you're one of my athletes, you know, or my athletes who are listening are probably nodding their head, and they can imagine the things that I would say to them afterwards if they exhibited such behavior. And it would probably be not very polite and pretty forceful. And I hope that many other people feel the same way, that it was a blatant show of disrespect to his opponent, who had immediately turned to bow and congratulate him and then had to wait for him to come back onto the tatami and bow. When we are doing these type of things, karate in a competitive environment or karate in general, I want to talk about heijoshin. And it's a Japanese term, and it's made up the characters that essentially mean normal mind. And it's having a normal mind. No, and it's not talking about not being focused and not being determined, but to not show that, to have almost a neutral expression. And because when we're talking about combat or martial arts, we don't want to display our emotions or in our feelings to an opponent. We don't want them to be able to read us, because then we're broadcasting our feelings and our intentions. And so I encourage everybody listening, again, regardless of what level you are, whether you're a athlete, whether you're a regular karateka, whether you're an instructor, whether you're a coach or a referee, that you have these discussions with your athletes and you keep this in mind about maintaining that respect, not just towards yourself, but towards your opponent, towards those around you that are helping you, and towards the art and in some cases sport itself. The other topic that ties in with this was also sort of related to the European Championships. There was another athlete who ended up just out of the medal matches, or I'm sorry, just out of placing in the medal matches, and expressed their, at first you want to say disappointment at not meddling on their social media. But there have been several instances where I've seen this athlete, and I watched their performance, and quite frankly, it was rubbish. And I was happy with the result. But this person, their attitude and the way they expressed their feelings in their social media was almost like there was a sense of entitlement that they should have won because they put in all this work, or because they trained hard, and they've continually place outside the medal rounds, or I'm sorry, the medal matches. They don't win the medal. And my initial reaction to this was that, quite frankly, was like, well, maybe you should have just been better, and then maybe you would have won. But the larger picture is, and I said it earlier, we all want to win. When we're competing, we're in that competitive environment. Our goal for going there is to win, generally speaking. And so, of course, we all want to win. And when we don't, it's natural to feel disappointment. But there's a difference between I should have won because of X, Y, and Z, or I won, or I didn't win, but I'm going to continue to train and continue to get better. And so, you know, this humility is important. It's also one of the key tenets of martial arts. And sometimes we need that reminder, you know, and the respect, humility. And it's also important to remember that, especially when we're talking about in a competitive environment, regardless of whether it's kata or kumite, that your victory is really a split second or just a momentary action or a momentary thing, because it went well for you that time. The cards were in your favor. The judges or the flags or the points went your way that one instance. But if the circumstances or the situation were slightly different, if you did a different kata, if the makeup of the judges were different, the outcome might have been completely different. If it was kumite, we often see there's the high level kumite athletes will go back and forth. Sometimes they'll win, sometimes they'll lose against the same opponent, or the same two opponents will fight numerous times. You know, Ken Nishimura and Agaev are two examples that come to mind, to where it's a back and forth, right? The same thing with Haruna. And so your victory is really just your victory in that 3 minutes, for example. And again, had the situation been different, had there been another minute of play time, of competition time, then the outcome may have been completely different. If somebody scored a Jodan, you know, a Jodan kick or whatever, and got the 3 points. And so as we're training, it's vital that we maintain that spirit of respect and that spirit of humility. And even if we win, being the gracious victor, right? Encouraging our opponent. And so these are just some of the thoughts that I had, and I wanted to share them with you guys, because as we're training and as things go, it's easy to let things like this kind of just fall to the wayside. So I just want to leave you guys with that. So now go get to work, and we'll see you out there.